Welcome to the stage. I am your host, Beastie, where we do this each and every night, Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. Sing your songs in, call in, 646-787-8054.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Nikki, and welcome to WTW, Women's Takeover Wednesday. I got my girl, Nikki, on the line with me.
Hi.
What's up, y'all? Hello. Hi.
You know how it is here on the stage. If something ain't going wrong, it ain't us. So, we got our girl, Solstress, supposedly coming through tonight. We're going to kick it, see what she got going on, what new music. I'm sure Nisi going to hit us with some crazy topic of discussion. And you know how she do. We're going to kick it. I'm going to go ahead and start with a Solstress track, and I'll be right back with you.
Connection still for two.
stuff on. I like the beat behind it.
Mm-hmm. Mellow neo soul.
Yes, yes, I love it. You know, that's my little genre. I love Lettucey and Jill Scott and all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my genre. So
I like PJ Morton.
Oh, yes. PJ Morton's new album is really, really nice. Really, really nice. So, while we wait for socials to call in, you brought up a really, really interesting question. So, a friend of ours that we went to high school with is a male dancer. So last night, BC and the guys talked about whether or not strippers are businesswomen or hoes. So I pose the question, being a male stripper, at what age do you retire? Do you just shake it until you can't shake it no more, or do you bow out gracefully?
Is it a retirement plan if you keep on stripping after 40? Like,
do you have a 401k? Like, what is it? BC, let me ask you a question. What age do you retire in sports? Let's go there.
Depend on the sports. excuse me. Beastie, depending on the sport, man.
Well, singing,
he's crazy.
40 years old, it's a good retirement check. But as a stripper, sit your ass down, Grandpa. You're 30 years old, you should not be in the club shaking your ass. But nobody uses you running the strip as your ass. You should have your own stripper horns and you doing your own thing, management. Sit down after the stage, man. Where it is, man. You got to
be in the
strip club.
What if he's still going on like tours and stuff? Different cities.
He's looking like Christmas ornaments.
No, what you were saying, Nisi?
Like, you know, like the one we know, he goes on tours still, like different cities and... I mean, I've seen some of his tapes. It normally like pleasantly plump women that I have no problems with. But I'm just wondering, like, how long do you continue on? Like you said, is there a 401k plan? Like, what?
Is there health insurance? He was a senior when we came in.
Right.
So, you know, with him being. Let's just give him 3 years older than us. I mean, I guess a pat on the back is deserved. Like, good job. You know, you can still do it. Because, you know, at a certain age, you start feeling the cricks in your bones and things like that.
Yeah, listen. Girl. Sit down, bro. Like, after, I'm telling you, I know how old my wife is, so if you was in school with him, bro, I guess the MILFs need love, too. Shout out to the MILFs. If you're a MILF, stand up. You know what I'm saying? We don't discriminate. For real, if you're a MILF, if you like old strippers, send your picture to the stage. You know what I'm saying? So we could post your picture. You know what I'm saying? You know, maybe we get some old ass strippers on here. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the MILFs. The stage, man. I can't hear you. Okay. Yeah, Superstar Lux.
Superstar Lux with Feeling Like the Man off his new EP, available on all digital markets. That's iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Spotify. The name of the album is Summer Never Ends, so definitely go check that out.
Yeah.
So, Niecy. Yes. Let me pose
Hello?
It to you this way, then. At the age we are now, we're not quite seasoned, but you know, we got flavor. If you go out to a strip show, because the men mainly do reviews, they don't have a club, but they mainly do reviews. If you go out to see a review, would you feel some sort of way seeing these young boys out here? Like, because you have a teenage son.
No.
She said, no. Me, personally, I'm mad. So I got one dancer, my private dancer. Don't dance for no money. But if I was single and I was going out, I would want somebody age appropriate. Absolutely want somebody age appropriate if it was me. I don't want to see no young. Where you at, me?
Well, I think I'm past the strippers anyway. The youngest I think I will see, like to see maybe 30. I'll say 32 and up.
That girl must
be any babies.
That girl
no.
Four.
20-year-olds. I'm sorry. I just wouldn't feel right. I feel like a child molester, even though they're of age.
Welcome to the stage. You got Nikki and Nisi.
What's up, y'all?
Hey. It's solstice, y'all.
What's good, y'all?
In the building. Welcome to the stage.
Welcome.
Hey, it's my pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
No
problem. Thank you for coming.
All. Right. When I heard your music and, you know, someone reached out to me about your music, I was absolutely blown away because me personally, I love neo soul. I'm an R&B chick to my core.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
that's what's up.
Like, finally, let me get some nice, calming, mind-settling soul-stirring music up here. And again, I appreciate you for coming. Checking out your bio and some of the things that you've done. It's a pleasure to have you. So what's coming up for you next? Tell everybody what's going on.
Well, first, let me just say thank you. I mean, y'all showing mad love. Like, I'm honored. I mean, it's an amazing thing. Man, wow. It's a lot of things coming up. I'm going to be in Philly. I'm going to be at the Beauty Nick with Bounce TV and 92Q in Nashville. I've got Florida. I've got quite a bit coming up. So definitely, if we can connect on social media, right, I am Solstice on Facebook. Definitely, I'll be posting events as they come in. But man, what an honor just to be here with you guys tonight.
Awesome. And you heard it here. She's going to be everywhere. So connect with her social media, and make sure, Solstice, that you share that to our Facebook page, so that we can go ahead and put that out for you also.
Absolutely.
Well, Soltress, I got a question. Now, I was reading your bio, and it said something about you done some radio, use a radio personality. My question to you would be, would you go as far as reality TV to kind of put your music out there, or are you too flashy for that? Like, if the opportunity came up, would you do it?
You know what? That's a tough one. And I'm going to tell you that's a tough one because, you know, to me today, I feel like we have so much negativity going on with reality TV. And I just want to be part of that generation that enhances, not cast a shadow or not take away from who we are as a people. You know what I'm saying? The amazing gifts that we possess, you know, and the inspiration that music once was. You know, and now it's just kind of like anything goes. So I'm kind of trying to not be in that vein, if you will. You know, music has a ability to shift your atmosphere, whether you're, you know, down and out and you listen to that song come on and it brightens your day, or whether you're going through relationship issues, it kind of lets you know, hey, you know, it's all good or whatever. But I don't really want to be a part of that fighting and, you know, exposing and, you know, hurtful type deal. And not saying that all TV is like that, but I, you know, unfortunately, today's reality TV has a lot of that negativity going on. So that would have to be a no for me.
And you bring up a good point, because music is life. And, you know, you definitely want to be a part of some positivity. So I can hear you on that.
Right. Too much negativity, too much hate going on right now.
Oh, yes.
It definitely is.
So, well, who would you say is your, let's see, someone that's iconic to you in the neo-soul field?
Oof.
Like,
Listen,
would
it's
you
so
pop
many.
On, like,
listen. Y'all gonna be in trouble, but like, I gotta be honest. I sing at Essence. Well, I've actually been singing the last few years. This year is the first year that I'm actually not in some years. But Jill almost made me go and get a bottom grill, y'all. Jill all day long is like, listen, Jill, PJ Morton, Lettucey, and
Dundee. Oh, we were just talking about him.
You have Eric Robeson. Listen, it's so many. The list goes on. So, like, I can't be, like, favorite, but I'm just going to tell you, Jill had me about to go get a bottom grill. That,
wow.
Listen. You know what I'm saying? I was like, okay, let me come back to reality. But, no, like, for real, Jill, like, over the years has been a consistent sound in soul,
yes.
love, and life music. So, you know what I'm saying? Mad love to, like, Jill. And then, you know, I'm also, I love, like, Layla Hathaway and Michelle Pharrell.
Yes.
I mean, man, Anita Baker, what? I mean, I'm talking about, like, timeless, you know what I'm saying, music, for real, R&B and soul, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But I got to give props to Jill, because, like I said, she done pushed me on the edge a few times.
I'm with you. I need R&B, real R&B. That, speaking of which, I want to go into this next song, Crazy Love. Tell us about it. Introduce it.
Crazy Love. Listen, Crazy Love talks about the ups and downs, the ins, the outs, all around relationship. Well, you in love, but you're like, man, I know this is not necessarily good for me, but I can't help myself. So I kind of keep going back to that very thing that hurts me the worst but feels so good. Yeah, you know, crazy love. That's what it's about. It's got a little island feel to it, but I hope you enjoy it. Crazy love.
I'm a baby. You're not gonna let hustling. You are my wife.
It's your boy Faded Moolah, and you are now rocking with the Stage Radio. Fayetteville, stand up.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl Nikki, and you tuned into the Stage with BC. Don't forget to call in 646-787-8054. Send your music in to thestageradio@gmail.com, and don't forget to like our Facebook page, The Stage Radio.
Y'all know we got to pay some bills on the half. I appreciate your patience. But we are back with Solstice. Solstice, we have a caller on the line.
Okay, caller.
Oh, caller, you live.
This is Travis. I'm enjoying the music. The music is very relaxing. I think this artist right here is very, you know, like the whole world hasn't heard this music. Very underestimated, but it's very relaxing, enjoyable, something I can ride in my car to the whole album, because I have heard the whole album. The album is nice, very relaxing.
Oh, thank you so much, Travis.
Wow.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate the love.
Thanks for calling in, Travis. You can continue to listen. Make sure you hit us up on our social media. Solstice,
yes.
Go ahead and drop your social media
form
one more time.
All right, it is @IAmSolstice1 at Instagram, and it is @IAmSolstice on Facebook, SoundCloud, and if you go into that little Google or Chrome search bar, you can definitely look me up, and you can find the album, where you can get it in its entirety everywhere where music can be digitally downloaded. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I would definitely do that.
Awesome. Check it out, y'all. Check it out. Get it.
All right. Get it.
Thank you again. I appreciate it.
Yes, my number one fan.
Enjoy your fourth and be safe out here.
All right.
Thank you.
Y'all have a good one.
You too. You too. Bye, hon. Awesome. So we got a call in from your number one fan. What does it feel like when you hear people say, I'm your number one fan, or I follow you on all your social medias, you inspire me? What does that feel like?
You know what? I'm honored because, you know, I tell people, for me, it's life music. You know, a lot of times people just write stuff and they're just kind of saying anything to kind of get a hit. But for me, it's love and life and soul. It's the thing that touches you, you know what I'm saying, the heart of wherever you're at. So it's an honor for me. Like, I do not take it for granted. I had an engagement last night at the Savoy here in Atlanta, and when I say they packed it out, I mean there were people sitting at tables with folks that they didn't know trying to have a seat, and I was just, it's humbling, you know what I'm saying, and it's an honor for me because, again, you know, I don't take it lightly because people, they can listen when they want to, they can or, you know, don't have to necessarily appreciate your music and support you, but it's amazing to have, you know, the support. Again, as an artist, you know, I'm only an artist as far as people are willing to listen to me, you know, so I'm thankful.
Who would you like to work with or do a collaboration with one day?
Listen, y'all trying to get me in trouble tonight. That thing is real. I mean, So, well, for me, wow, really? So I would have to say, like, the most amazing, and I'm gonna say trio. You know, I put me in there. That way I won't get in trouble for just saying one artist. I think it would be dope to have PJ Morton produce for myself, Jill, and Layla Hathaway. I think that would be pretty dope for us three.
Yes.
On an album with PJ Morton producing and singing the melody. Mm, and then,
yes.
I mean, you know, I love music too.
Have you
and Eric Roberson.
Have you ever had the pleasure of meeting PJ Morton yet, or you're working on it?
I have, you know. I've not had the honor of working with him just yet, but it's coming.
Oh, yeah, definitely put that in the atmosphere. We all believe it's up in here.
Absolutely.
And you have to have faith in it. I strongly believe that what you put out there comes back. So I'm putting that out there too. PJ Morton, click the link. You hear the music. You heard your invite. She's ready for you to produce a track.
Listen.
That is awesome. So just to, you know, keep you in the loop, we posed the question piggybacking off of what the guys were talking about last night. I said, are strippers considered businesswomen or hoes, for lack of a better term? We, Nisi and myself, know an older gentleman who we went to high school with who is still dancing at this point.
Yes, he's still in the game, like
he's
on world tours and whatnot.
Do you think this to be a retirement age or to bow out? Like,
well,
bow out.
That's a 22. I think, you know, a lot of times, I don't think people grow up with the intention of being necessarily that, if you will. And not that I'm saying specifically that I condemn or support. However, I just feel like, you know, some things can be an entrapment. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like you get caught there and you stay there. And it was only supposed to be temporary. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm like, now at some age, you know, we do have to kind of do our grown-up thing, you know what I'm saying, and not, you know, do the things
right.
that once got us where we are, if that makes sense. It's kind of like if you're at the same place you were when you were 15 and you're 40, something wrong. You ain't growing.
And I
you don't get it. You know what I'm saying?
Board,
so I think it's a 22. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I agree. Absolutely.
But across the board, there's just at some point, men, gentlemen, fellas, bros, you have to grow up. You do. And we appreciate you and we support you. Love you. And we're going to give you the strong fist. But you must grow up. I agree with her 100% there. Totally.
Right. So are you involved with anybody? A man out there for you? Because that was one of the topics we were talking about last week.
I mean, now listen, y'all know, I do my darndest to keep my personal life personal, but I'm happy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
I mean, hey, you know, I can't even deny it. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I am. But to me, I feel like my success in public is how I keep my private.
Oh, yeah. I believe that.
Because,
listen,
people will be like, ooh, you know, that's your boo, that's your man. Like, well, first of all, hold on. My music, my life, you know, you'll hear a lot, but you won't see much because I try to keep it private. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I'm in love. I'm feeling good about life and all that great stuff. So, yeah, I'm good.
So good.
I'm good.
So does your songs reflect your personal life, like maybe past, present, or the future outlook? You know.
Well, believe it or not, I am an inspired writer. At one point in time in my life, I either have experienced it that I've written about, or I have been that listening ear to someone who I've given advice about it,
mm-hmm.
or I'm writing about it. So, you know what I'm saying? One extreme to the next. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So like I said, I mean, I've had friends that have come to me for, like, relationship advice. So I'm like, man, I know you have to be tired because love is crazy. So, you know what I'm saying? I can write about crazy love because, you know, you keep coming back for the very thing that you really don't need anymore of, but your mind and your heart ain't together. Y'all in two different places. So you're tired of crazy love, but love is still there. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it comes out of, you know, past experiences. It comes out of, you know, just kind of giving relationship advice, you know, as well as, you know, just being in love. Because love is what love does. I tell people all day long. You know?
Which is a good lead in to the song. I don't know. Go ahead and tell us about that one so we can get that on.
Man, y'all getting all of the good juicy stuff tonight. I don't know why I still love you. I was in love. And now that was a personal. I made a mature decision at a very immature place, you know, in life, in mind, you know, in maturity. I wasn't mature, but I made a decision. And I was loving someone who really was undeserving of my love. And I'm a consistent being, so because of that, sometimes I love till it ain't good for me just because I'm consistent, you know? So I don't know why I still love you. You know, my heart should have been walked away, but it only wanted to stay. I still don't know what to do because I'm hopelessly in love with you, this thing called love. This song is entitled I Don't Know Why I Still Love You by Solstress. Yeah.
Right.
This sister is preaching. Y'all better get into
right.
I don't know
why. That's
why
I love me on show.
Coming at you.
I can't believe that.
Now, you definitely giving me lettucey vibes on that.
Mm-hmm, that was so nice. So mellow. Oh, my God. I was feeling that one. I feel like all of them.
Well, thank you, guys.
Yes.
Y'all got me feeling good over here in the ATL. Listen.
Oh, we definitely going to have
some rotation. Don't worry about it. This song will have me in my feelings, for real. I'm like, oh.
Listen. But you know what?
Wow.
We all have that relatable moment when it's real. You understand what I'm saying? It's kind of like you can hear music now and you just want to dance, but it's not a song that takes you anywhere. It don't make you remember nothing. So, you know,
right.
I feel like when it comes to those relatable moments, you'd be like, dang, I've been there, man. What? I've been there.
Yeah, but the backdrops and the backgrounds and the mellowness of it, it's just like, boom, boom.
We got a call.
Yeah. Hi, Carla. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Shakita. I'm actually calling from Atlanta. How are you?
Yeah. Hi, Shakita. How are you?
What's going on? I'm good. I was calling in
to say. Have a question or anything?
Not really a question. Just to say how dope I think Solstice music is.
Wow.
There's not a song on the album that I don't like. My favorite song is Crazy Love, actually. It's got a reggae feel, and it makes you move and bop to the music, but her voice is just amazing. It's different than anything you'll ever hear. Not that there aren't singers out here and there aren't musicians and great, you know, great people that can sing and whatever, but her music is definitely on the rise to being something, a sound that you don't typically hear, from the music to the lyrics to the whole genre of what her music is about. And it's something that, like you said, everybody can relate to. At some point on her album, you're going to find a song that you can relate to, if not all of them. And then, you know, even if it's not a song that you relate to, at least it's a song that you get up and you move to, because music is the gateway to your soul. So when you hear good music or you can feel good music, of course, it makes you want to move. It can change your atmosphere. It can change your mindset.
Yeah.
That's what music is supposed to do to you. So.
And y'all calling has shifted my entire atmosphere today. I mean, like, I mean, it's just an honor, like I said, just to hear that. It kind of makes my heart smile, you know, at the end of the day, to know that, you know, what you're doing means something to someone. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
absolutely.
Hey, y'all going to have me boohooing or getting all in my feelings, as they say.
Put her out in the atmosphere, because we want to see you on the BET Awards 2019. Like,
listen, I'm
coming.
But I'm
you know?
I'm coming. But thank you so much.
That's
I appreciate
it.
You for calling in, man. Blessings and love and light to you.
Awesome. You're welcome. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Carla.
It's
thank
amazing.
You.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Appreciate the love.
Well, I will tell you this.
Love
it has definitely been an honor playing your music and getting to know you a little bit tonight. And people are definitely calling in with support. So whatever it is you're putting out there, you're doing the right thing.
Right. Just remember to give us some
show some love
when you do BET next year.
Listen, I tell y'all I'm consistent. I'm going to be like, hey, y'all, shout out. Remember when. I'm still busy. I love it all day.
Now, I really must ask you this. Please, Coaches, please, let me ask you this. Can you just do a little a cappella? Sing something for us? Please.
Can I do anything you want to sing?
Just break it down. Please.
Oh, my.
Ooh.
I mean, you got me a cappella. Put me on the spot with my horse voice because I sang last night. Let me see.
Oh.
Let me see. Ooh. Let me see. I love you, You love me, and we could be whatever kind. Let me tell you something, if they knew what I see in you, it would be alright. If they knew what I see in you. If they knew how much I love you.
Horse. Okay. Yeah, that's a horse. Y'all got
that
horse.
Was good. Woo.
I threw my phone across the room at that point.
Listen, y'all got me. Look,
y'all got me.
I had that face though. Thank you. That was hot. I don't know if you're talking about your horse.
It's the first.
That was hot.
It's some people. It's a listen. It's some people that's gonna have a problem with me because I'm like, I don't put me on the spot, man. I sound like a mess tonight, but y'all got me.
No, I had to hear you. I had to hear it. And that was wonderful.
Man.
Thank you so much.
And again, we're just a humble
thank you.
Internet radio show. We're getting out there, but our platform is to give people the opportunity who don't get to these places, like Ghana and across the U.S. and Norway, and just recently we picked up listeners in Saudi Arabia. So that was a dope.
Man, that was.
I feel leader Beastie
want to
jump in
woo, woo, woo.
And say something to you real quick.
Come on and sing. Come on and sing with me. I mean, I could
have been doing it. Go ahead,
Beastie. Listen. Welcome to the stage, Soul Strip.
Listen.
What's good? How you doing tonight? How you doing? You good?
You know what? I can't even complain. I mean, I've had a long day, but it's definitely a beautiful night. You know?
Yo, listen.
How you doing?
I ain't got no time. I'm good. I have no time to play games with you. You know what I'm saying? Many artists come on the stage. You know what I'm saying? Some trash, some fire. Let me tell you something. Big up to you. Salute to Atlanta for just Atlanta should just be honored to have you in their city. For real, you
man,
doing it big,
man,
girl. Like I'm talking about, girl. Yo, your music. Yo, I'm telling you, yo, the hairs on my arms stand up. Like it's crazy, man. It's crazy. You out there doing it big, man. The stage is loving it. We definitely gonna have that in the heavy rotation. So every
I'm
night,
honored.
You know, say kick back. Listen, Monday to Friday, 9 to 11. Let me put that out there real quick.
Yes.
Listen,
thank
you
so much. I appreciate the love. I'm telling you, I appreciate it. Yeah.
My goodness. Yes. So do you scat?
That was a shameless plug. Y'all know how we do.
Listen, you got to plug it in, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, ain't no shame. Plug.
That is, we want to keep you and hold you hostage. I know that we must let you go, but before you go, I want you to give out your social media again. I want you to give out the name of your album, and then the last song we're gonna play is Just Friends. So I want you to
wait a minute. One more. Any event that you're doing that you want the people to come to and buy some tickets to come see you, put it out there.
Absolutely. So you know my mind is there. So I'm gonna drive everybody to social media just because of the fact that I don't want to misquote no dates. But listen, I am _ Soulstress, SOULSTRESS, the number one on Instagram. Facebook is I am Soulstress. So that's SOULSTRESS, as in the mistress of soul. You can connect with me on SoundCloud. You can connect with me on Twitter. You can connect with me on Facebook. You can also reach me by email at iamsoulstress@gmail.com. I'm also on Reverb.
everywhere that you can digitally download music. The EP is entitled This Thing Called Love, and it will definitely speak to your soul, speak to love, speak to life, speak to relationships, the ups, downs, and all arounds about it. But listen, let's connect. I mean, I know I'm coming to a city near you, and I'd love to meet you. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the music. Yeah, and y'all make sure y'all
get
on it. This is a phenomenal station.
Y'all better get on it.
Are you on it?
Show your love and support, everyone. Yes.
Yeah.
Soul Stress. Are you
okay? And this song,
because we have a lot of people that connect with us to try and find some of the artists that we play. Open to doing features.
Okay, you said
I'm
doing anything more now? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah. I am Soul Stress at Gmail. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
So
again, we appreciate you. Go ahead and introduce Jess Friends. And you are welcome on the stage anytime you feel like it.
That's right.
Absolutely. So Jess Friends.
Thank
Jess
you.
Friends,
oh
Jess
my.
Friends. Was my best friend of like years. And it was one of the, you know, love him, but one of the worst mistakes of my life. I tell people, if you're friends, stay friends. Everybody's not meant to be anything more. So the words simply said, wishing we could go back. I got to leave you because I don't want to hurt you. We should have just been friends. So this song is Just Friends, and this is a life lesson for y'all. So take heed and listen. Just Friends by Soul Stress. This thing called love.
You heard it here. Just Friends.
Wishing we could go back. Wishing we could go back.
Yo, yo, what's good? It's the Kid QDH, man. You just tune in with Beastie on the stage. Tune in every night, 9 o'clock. It's going down. Yeah! You are now tuned in to the stage radio show. Rocking with my man Beastie. From 9 to 11. Call 646-787-8054. It's the fourth letter, who do it better?
Cheer! Y'all know what time it is. Leviticus Production, boy. And y'all know we on with the stage. Shout out to the DJ Beastie. Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. And that's how we rockin'.
Welcome back to the stage. I'm Beastie. Shout out to the women take over. Doing it big. Shout out to Soul Stress. Yo, we got to pay some bills. Yo, we got to talk about some shit. Yo, shout out to Fade and Moolah, man. Dropping today, July 4th. Big, big shout out to Fade and Moolah, man. Hold it down, B. Like, you out there working. Shout out to your whole team, the Free Runners. Y'all out there doing it big. Yo, Race Taylor. They're going to show tonight. I want to say Greensboro. Yo, shout out to them. Greensboro, stand up. If you're in the Greensboro area, pull up on Race Taylor. Their show is crazy. Their music is stupid. The flyers on the page. It's about to get reckless out there. Shout out to Beezy. BCB, Mills, they call them Murder Mills, Up Brown, Big Steve, yo, shout out to y'all, yo, big shout out to Pinnacle Vodka, man, if you ain't drinking Pinnacle, you ain't drinking at all, man, you can mix with all your booze, I mean, all your drinks, all your soft drinks, all your, whatever you want to mix in, pour some in your coffee, damn it, just pour it, shout out to Pinnacle, yo, this is Beastie, that's what's happening. 2-6 stand up, I'm gone.
He is crazy.
But yes, he is.
Like pouring in your coffee. Just pour it. I know that's right. Shoot, put in your protein shake. You know what I'm saying?
Put in your protein shake. That goes.
Fine. Yeah, get that extra rep in. Go ahead.
No. You might be want to go out and get some Pinnacle.
You know.
Well, that was nice.
Those are the
soldiers.
Yes, that was.
Yes.
Very
anybody
nice
wanna? Anybody who wants to like promote their business, anything, you know what to do. Hit up the stage. Nikki, hit them with that email.
The stage radio, DA. STAGERADIO @gmail.com. We're on Instagram as The Stage Radio. We are on Facebook as The Stage Radio. You
can... And it doesn't have to be international. So, hey, England, yeah. Zimbabwe, Australia. Y'all want to hit up on some, I don't know, Rolio, Tolios, or whatever. Hit us up. You know, I don't know what I got over there. Some,
you know.
What is it, crochet?
She's still looking for the African prince. So let me just catch y'all up if you don't follow our social media. You have to follow social media so you can be able to. So, upon Nisi's last visit to the stage, we were discussing finding her a suitor, the man of her dreams, a prince,
yeah.
A king, if you will. And
yeah.
A gentleman from the motherland.
Hey,
happy to like and comment on the photo.
What happened?
We need
you
to come back
because
he disappeared. You ain't respond fast enough.
Well, you sit the kind of late. I don't know, but I do Australian. I talk to like whoever. Like, if you're with it, I got 2 degrees, a bachelor's, a master's. I got a good head on my shoulders. So
what's she up, is y'all? Smart. She is important. She is special. And we are outside. We're a jockey jumper.
I kind, I smart, and I'm important. So, next week, you guys better get ready to call in.
Get ready.
We're going to have some hot topics. Anybody who wants their music exposed, played, come on, hop on it. Join our Facebook page.
He said hop on it, yeah.
It doesn't have to be. Hop on it. Hop on it. It doesn't have to be on Wednesdays. You got Beastie Monday through Friday, except for Wednesday night.
Yeah.
That's our time.
From
9 to
11.
That's right. Internationally known.
Some music. Y'all don't go nowhere.
We are internationally known, and we're known to rock the microphone because we get stupid. Let me start. Okay.
Hey.
I'll
pick it up. Where's
Beastie at? Because I know he's itching.
Y'all better smile. Quick.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, baby. She love this song. Because I'm on this song. You looking at me, girl, with those big old pretty eyes. And the world's most beautiful smile, I just can't say no. Gotta show your love for making me feel so good inside. You can bet that your boy gon' ride, for sure, for sure. And if you wanna see the world, I'm gon' buy you a map. You know, just show me where you wanna go.
I just wanna make you happy. I just wanna make you happy. I just wanna make you happy. I broke another girl heart for no reason. Yeah. Thinking that you would've stayed longer than a season. But how could I be so foolish? Thinking that you wouldn't do this. I gave you the benefit of the doubt. I'd have faith in you, but you don't abuse it. I'm trying to remember just where I went wrong. Sometime in December is when we left off. Can't help but put feelings right up in this song. Even gave you the business, girl, with my dick roll. Had me thinking of children and with a big house. Off the coast of an island to know that shit falls. Oh, maybe I'm wildin', but I kept it 100 with you. You know I'm one of the realest, yeah, out of 100 niggas, yeah, yeah.
You threw the flame on me. Everything that we don't been through was crazy that you put the blame on me. You changed the game for me. Things ain't the same for me. Cause you see your way for me. Cause this shit ain't so painfully. Ooh, you just changed on me. You threw the blame on me. Everything that we don't been through was crazy that you put the blame on me. You changed the game for me.
Baby, just pray for me. Could you see your face for me? Cause I'm seeing so pretty. Did you believe that we would ever get better? Did you think that we would ever get it together? Oh, but you felt you need to go and find someone. Like, where the fuck disciple love ever come from? Like, tell me what I did to even have your ass like that. But come on, it's a bitch, so you should know that you gon' get it right back. But it ain't gon' be for me, cause I ain't fucking with you. You gon' get in too deep, fucking with another nigga. You gon' miss me in them sheets, cause it ain't nobody bigger. You gon' call me in a week, hoping that a nigga pick up your body, start getting weak. Cause you miss a real nigga, you flashing back to them days. Memories still with you. I'm going back to my ways, I ain't about to deal with you. I'm out here trying to get paid, I'm about to kill niggas. Not really trying to get laid, cause I need them M's bigger. I can't ever think about how the tables turning all night.
Baby, just stand for me. You threw the blame on me. Everything that we don't been through was crazy that you put the blame on me. You changed the game for me. Baby, just stand for me. Cause you see your way for me. Cause this shit ain't so painfully.
top, yeah. See, I got a question, baby. Can I get to know you? Can I show you the better side? If you wanna run, hop up inside and wake up, fly. Say, flashing with my niggas ain't no problem. Hey, getting to this money, who gon' stop us? I got a bankroll with a lot of money. We stack paper counting hard. My baby is the baddest and she knows ya. Show off, make sure the love is public, cause she too fine, don't worry, it's mine. Give me all your time, no baby, I don't mind. Look you in your eyes and you are what I like. Give me all your love and I need it by the night. Give me all your love and I need it by the night. No questions, baby, yeah.
The only gift that's sweet about my heart,
cause
I think I need a better
no question, baby.
I'm on the plan from
yeah,
your
yeah.
Baby,
yeah. No questions, baby.
The only gift that's sweet about
no
my
dope. Shout out to Amarielle. Where you at, Amarielle? There's another ladies' night. We didn't get to hear your voice. I'm trying to get you up on the stage. You said you were coming through, but I ain't seen you yet. But it's all good. We'll get
you. We're waiting. We're waiting.
We're waiting. Beastie. Where's Beastie?
Making weird noises. Get ready to make a weird noise.
He's on that llama. He's on the llama.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Yo, yo. What I say, hold on. The llama keeps what? No, no, he can't talk on the stage. Hello, no, this the llama was trying to talk on the stage. Listen. Listen, you spit. You're not spitting all over the mic. No. Pause. Listen. big shout to everybody that called in. Big shout to Soulstress. She out there in Atlanta doing her thing, man. Go buy that album, Soulstress. She said, I am Soulstress. And I'm not talking about me. She is, because I'm not. So it's I am Soulstress. Go look it up. And again, I'm not talking about me. I don't even feel right saying it. But anyway, shout out to Nikki, another one bodied in the books. WTW Gover, know the hell here doing it big. Big shout out to her co-host. We're going to try to make that happen every week with Shawnee's, because Shawnee's did a great job tonight. You know what I mean? So, big shout out to Shawnee. What is that? Niecy Blue? What you call her?
Niecy.
I didn't know. Big shout out to Shawnee. She's out there doing it big. Yo, Chinese, you need to pull up. Yo, do you want me to send a llama for you?
Well, you got a llama. I have a camel.
You know she looks like a Jaffe Chofer.
Big bitch out to King Jaffe Chofer out there. Yo, listen.
Or something.
You out there in Ghana. Y'all looking for a princess. Where can I find you? Where can I find you? On social media? Well, give me your phone number.
No.
Beep, beep. No. Not the phone
I don't
number.
Need anybody calling. Look, I don't need no freaky diggers calling. What? Facebook, Shawnee. Shawnnise. Look it up. Or hit the stage. I'm on the friend. Link up. Send an email to the stage. Boom. There you go.
That's D-A-N-D-A-G-E-R-A.
dio@gmail.com.
Oh, remember to put one of these
hoodies at the like subject line. This email is for Niecy.
Right, Niecy. Y'all, yo, hit her up, man. Yo, we at the Trap Hard Barbecue, so we gonna end early, cause they out here turned up doing it big fireworks and shit, big cooking and shit. So I'm gonna let Nicky handle up, wrap it up, you know what I'm saying? Let Charlie's wrap it up, see what she gotta say. Yo, I'm out. Peace. Just saying, she on tomorrow 9/11.
She just stole all my little glory. Anyway, due to the fact,
and then he went off with the llama,
and then him and the llama rode off into the sunset. But due to the festivities of the evening, we are calling it a night early. Thank you, my BFF co-host Ryder Shotgun, for holding it down again tonight.
All right, and you guys.
You're welcome. Shout out.
Make sure you reach out. Reach out.
Lord, yes, please social. Reach out. She interrupted my whole.
Yeah, reach out because you know what? There's so many artists out here unsigned trying to get exposure, and we're trying to give you some free exposure. And this is international, right? It's international. We have listeners all over the world, y'all. So come on, link up, Facebook. That is what Niecy said again.
Facebook is DASTAGERADIO, The Stage Radio.
All
and
right.
So is our Instagram, is The Stage Radio. Hashtag The Stage, hashtag The Stage Radio. Look us up, link up. We are definitely
tell us, tell your friends,
to provide
tell your grandma,
platform.
Baby daddy, baby mama, cousin, who
yeah,
can know?
Tell
everybody.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate everybody. Niecy, it's been real. I'm going to talk to you on the flip side. I want everybody
right,
to stay tonight. Have fun. We see you tomorrow.
Peace.
See ya.
You know you make me wanna.
Little bit louder now.